What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy. More peace. More of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. Of course, this is the Emotional Elevator. I am your host, Sandy Bird, and together we are going to step in, rise up, and transform together. And that's because I'm a transformational coach. So what does that mean? And what am I an expert on? See, I am an expert on nervous system regulation, which that's what my topics have been recently, but I am an expert on that. But I was just coined this phrase, it'll be out in social media. I am the Costco of coaches. And what does that mean? What that means is I am receiving more certificates to help those transforming in life. Well, let's start out with midlife crisis. Been there, done that, can do that with you. Empty nester, been there, done that, transform that. Caregiver for a parental unit or a spouse, been there, done that. Trauma, been there, done that. Now I'm focusing on coaching also, and that was part of my original me, but I'm going back to a little bit more, is substance use disorders. I'm a recovering emotional eater because I'm always in recovery with it. I'm also a recovering people pleaser, which is not a substance, but it is still a disorder that I have from trauma. So I'm doing that. I'm rising above that, and I am coaching on that. I also am joining into the field of conflict resolution and nonviolent communication in divorce settings. Been there, done that. So that's who I am. And those are all of the coaching that I do because I realize as I've evolved, as I've stepped in, I've rose up and I've transformed. I want to help others do that as well through all of that in your life. And wouldn't you want to have someone who might have stepped into a lot of that? And I have. So that's who I am. Where can you find me? Well, I am Sandy Bird. That is Sandy with those two E's, Sandy, two E's, and Bird with a Y, not an I. .com, social media, Sandy Bird. That is me. I also on Facebook have Emotional Elevator, TikTok, Sandy Bird. Everywhere I am really Sandy Bird. And I could keep going as to who I am. And you can also email at me at sandy@sandybird.com. And first and foremost, I want to thank you for always reaching out to me when there's something you question about a topic I have on the show. Last week, I talked all about elevating your emotions and some of the steps, breathing, journaling, and I talk a lot about, if you follow me, about the thing of laughter, dance, and sing. Because I like people to understand that once you really start regulating yourself and transforming yourself, laughing, singing, and dancing should be a part of your daily routines to get you going and really get you flowing up. But this is what tonight's topic is because, and I'm going to keep it together, but I might not, and that is okay. And it's raw feelings unleashed nervous system regulation because I have recently had people reach out to me, my clients, and other people reach out to me and say, you know what? I've been practicing everything you tell me, but I had a day where I just had to cry. Crying does regulate your nervous system. Shaking, screaming, and pounding, whether it's slapping yourself nicely or pounding something, that also can regulate your nervous system because you've got to do a release of your nervous system. You've got to get into those nerves. So that's why this show, if you kind of were looking to see what my next show was, and now this show popped in, was because I have been in my feelings. I have clients recently really strong in our feelings. And it dawned on me because there's been some tragedies around me that have made me very emotional. And I'm like, you know what? When I cry, I'm letting it out. I'm regulating myself. When I want to scream, I'm regulating myself. But let me first read you about the show before I just jump right on in, because that's what I like to do. And that's what being raw is. Raw feelings unleashed, nervous system regulation. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, Sandy Bird, or me, Sandy, explores what happens when emotions run raw and unfiltered, and how the nervous system regulation brings us back to center. Raw feelings aren't the enemy, they're signals. Without regulation, they can trap us in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Sometimes regulation doesn't look like stillness, it looks like tears, screams, or simply letting yourself feel the wave all the way through. Crying, shaking, or going through the motions of what you're feeling is your body's way of releasing pressure and finding balance again. Because when raw feelings are unleashed and the nervous system is restored, you don't just survive, you thrive. So that's why tonight's topic is very important to me, because I am an emotional person. I'm a feeler. Gather other people's emotions. And sometimes I realize that I'm having strong emotions, crying, and maybe I don't know why. And how can I regulate my nervous system when I'm just crying without really reason? But there is always a reason. And a week ago, I was on the phone with somebody. We were on a coaching call, and they said the word disturb. And it disturbed me, and it got me in my feelings, and it got me kind of upset. And the whole thing is I had to adventure into that, because even though I got in my feelings, it was powerful because I cried. I was like, why is this bothering me so much? I got angry. But what it did was it got me to ask those questions. It got me to kind of write down something. It got me to have an aha moment. And then I was able to cry through, let it go, and regulate my nervous system. Have you ever watched somebody? I can be the example. I have many clients that they will cry when they're in fight or flight. See, a lot of my life, I cried when I was in fight or flight because I knew that if I didn't cry and kind of get that emotion out, I knew I could harm somebody. And I never wanted to harm somebody, like, because I experienced harm for myself. So crying in some situations, even at work, even out in public, was a way for me to kind of get my nervous system to do a release. And that is okay. Don't ever let anyone tell you that crying is a sign of weakness. No, it's a sign of your nervous system being regulated. And maybe you need to guide them. I don't want to instruct them, teach them, whatever. Guide them to understand that this is how I regulate my nervous system. And after I have a good cry, maybe a snotty cry, whatever, I'm fine. I can go back to my job, or I can go back to the event I'm at, or I can go back to the dinner with my family or friends or my loved one. See, sometimes that cry is that release that you were looking for. I don't know why I was just looking over here, but I was looking at something on my chart. But that's what I'm saying. And one of the biggest gifts I gave to one of my laughter yoga groups is it was just a small group. There was about four of us. No, I think it was five of us, now that I think about it, with me included. One night, it was kind of rainy, kind of a dreary night, and we're laughing. And then all of some sudden, someone in laughter kind of like made a big like scream on us. And I kind of looked and I said, is everyone feeling like screaming? And everyone was like, yeah, can we just scream? So we did a good 10 to 15 minutes. It seemed much longer than that, but I know it was only 10 to 15 minutes of screaming. The funniest thing about that was, is then we heard the police drive by, but thank goodness they weren't coming to us because we were all screaming, five women screaming in a fitness thing. Who knows? But it was so powerful. Not only did I laugh that night, but I screamed, and then I did lead the meditation, but I left empowered. So whenever you're very angry and you want to just regulate your nervous system in the moment, and you go in a cooler when you're at work or you're in your house and you grab a pillow and you scream in it, you are helping to regulate your nervous system. It is something powerful within you. It's the same thing as pounding. I can pound on this desk, but you're probably going to see my screen shake up and down. Pounding is a big thing when you are in that fight or flight, freeze or fawn mode to pound something, because you again are getting the nerves activated to regulate. They have to be activated in order to regulate them. And another thing, a technique that I could have given last week as well, is just tapping, like tapping. Because have you ever thought about being in an accident or someone passes away or something? Our first response is to cry because we need to release. Our nervous system is in that fight or flight, and you got to release. Sometimes, if you watch when someone unexpectedly passes away, someone's screaming because they've got to somehow, in a sense, get it together by getting their nervous system in touch with them. And one thing I do want to mention, that if you do follow me on social media, I was going to start a post this week on a subject that came up for me over the weekend, but I decided some other things happened. I wasn't going to put anything out there. I need to take a moment to myself to get my thoughts together. But one of the things about regulating your nervous system, I don't want everyone to think just go and regulate your nervous system. You have to resolve the issue too. You can't just go out there and regulate your nervous system and not resolve an issue. And what I mean by that is, if you can't talk it out with somebody, so let's say someone passes away and you're crying and you're upset, and then all of a sudden you're just stop crying, but you haven't gotten over it, but you've regulated your nervous system, it's going to come back and visit you. But when it comes to that kind of topic, that's a whole different subject. I've talked about grief before. But what I mean is, if you're angry at somebody, if you're in that fight or flight mode with somebody, and the first thing you do is start crying because you know you're going to beat the bleep out of them, you've got to also revisit that. Why was I so triggered? Why was my emotion so challenged? Why can't I have that loving conversation with them? So you've got to revisit it, because here's what happens when you cry or when you're screaming, you go run in a cooler at work, or cooler, you can tell I worked in retail or restaurant, can't you? Or you go into the bathroom and you know nobody's in there and you're like at the top of your lungs. The thing is you have got to understand why you need to regulate your nervous system. I probably should have started a lot of this first, because when I do work with clients and we talk about regulating their nervous system, you have to also work on the problem, the trigger, the challenge, the discussion, the substance use disorder, the person, whatever it is. You've got to also realize why you need to regulate your nervous system. And one of the main reasons that I talk about this is because, and another thing today is, I journaled. I had an emotional morning, some things came out, and I right away said, why is this affecting me so hard? And I journaled. And even though some of the journaling didn't really make sense, you got it. And then later today, I was able to go out. I had an appointment, couldn't really change it or I'd miss out for a while. And I was able to not sit around other people and just cry. I was able to realize, okay, I'm fine. I'm safe. I'm okay. I got my stuff together, my emotions together, and I enjoyed my time. But then I also was able to come home and have dinner with my husband and talk through things, and it wasn't with him. So we just had a conversation talking about my emotions. And that's what was more rewarding because I was able to talk through it. But I also wanted myself to kind of have those emotions build up a little bit so I could talk about it on here so people can understand. It's normal to cry. It's normal to scream. It's normal to pound. And if you see someone tapping themselves, this is a response that they have been taught either in therapy, more than likely therapy, and it is a positive response for them to keep them out of fight or flight anxiety, whatever they need to do. If you see somebody doing this is also another response. But thank you so far for joining me. I do want to get on that break. And when we come back, we're just going to dive more into this. But I am Sandy Bird. Of course, like I said, I am Sandy Bird with those two E's, that BYRD. If you are watching me, listen to me anywhere, please share. If you want, like I said, I thank those that do reach out to me either on social media or send me an email. Or those in my area that love coming to me and saying, you know what, that made a lot of sense. I listened to your podcast the other day and it made sense. Or I watched you live. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. You are watching or listening to me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator. And if you're enjoying the show, please give us a five-star review on iTunes. Search for Emotional Elevator. I will be grateful, and this will assist in getting my information to those that need it most. And if you know somebody that could be helped by listening to my Emotional Elevator or even tonight's show, please tell them, listen to this. But we're going to get back. I was talking in the first half of my show all about the emotion of crying, screaming, maybe tapping, maybe pounding, maybe even what I teach my clients to do, the three P's. Taking 10 seconds to feel something. It's usually a penny, I tell them, or something they can put in their pocket. It's all about promoting powerful positivity in your pocket. Hey, that's another thing. But rubbing your fingers for 10 seconds can also regulate your nervous system. Biting on a pencil, breaking a pencil if you're frustrated. But you can also use that pencil with a post-it note and leave a positive affirmation for yourself or for a loved one or for someone you don't even know. So tonight is all about the emotions, unleashing these raw feelings. And if you've ever been told that crying or screaming is a weak emotion or shows weakness, that is so not true. What it's showing is that you know how to properly regulate your nervous system. So the next time someone might say you're too emotional because you cry, or you have issues because you like to scream, not necessarily at people, but don't mean scream at people. I mean scream at something or you tap. Tell them, you know what? I'm regulating my nervous system. Because when we can regulate our nervous system, we don't stay in that fight, flight, freeze, or fawn stage, which is very powerful for us. And it's also what I kind of dove into is you have to also not just regulate your nervous system without resolving a problem. And what I mean by that is if you are in a disagreement with somebody or whatever, and you need to take a moment, regulate yourself, and revisit so you can have a loving conversation or a respectful conversation. If someone has really triggered you, challenged you, gotten you emotional, instead of throwing the trash can at them, which I like to say, I can't remember who told me I did that before, but throw the trash can at them, you're able to go, calm yourself down, and then have that conversation. And then you also then should regulate your nervous system if you feel the need to regulate your nervous system. That's what a big part of this is. Don't just go and regulate your nervous system, go cry, and don't address, that's the word I was looking for, address the situation, because the next time it arises, you are going to throw the trash can. Or at that time, you just regulate yourself. By the time you get to it, you are the Incredible Hulk, and you have definitely become this monster. And that's why regulating our nervous system is so important. And the reason last week's topic, I kind of really got into the positive of laugh, dancing, do 5 minutes of that every day to regulate your nervous system, because I do that to uplift yourself, to keep you in the positive side of things. But if screaming, pounding, tapping, doing PQ reps, if you know what they are, keeps you to regulate your nervous system, then that is what you have to do, because crying does regulate the nervous system. Screaming, if you've got to scream in a pillow, go scream in a bathroom, go walk outside, get in your car and scream, or you're having road rage and you need to scream, that's what you need to do to regulate your nervous system. Because you are in that fight, flight, freeze, fawn mode. See, I like to promote the positive sides, but as I continue to work with clients, I also need to make sure everyone understands and why this topic was important, because in the last week, there have been many topics with myself and clients where emotions have been so strong. And even this morning, I was in a state of strong crying. Something happened and it just challenged my emotions. And I wanted to cry. So I did. And it regulated my nervous system. And the biggest thing when you are in that crying or screaming, if you can take a moment to also ask yourself, why is this challenging me so much? And address it within yourself so that you can calmly address it with the person. If there is someone, something that is triggering you or challenging you or just aggravating you, putting you in that fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, or even fear mode. Because that's how you understand when you regulate your nervous system. What is it that I need to revisit? What is it that is challenging me in this moment? What is it that I need to think about? And that's what's important about regulating the nervous system. But having raw emotions are human. And that was a conversation I had recently with a client, was they were kind of felt like they were stuck. And I said, you can't always ride high on the wave. You've got to come down sometimes so you know you can get back on the next wave. Our analogy was a mountain. How do you know that the mountain's going to be bigger, better, more beautiful, unless you come down that mountain so you can go back up? And that's exactly why I talk about those laughing, singing, dancing every day for 5 minutes. But if you are in that true fight, flight, freeze, fawn, and you need to cry, scream, pound, whatever you need to do, punch the pillow. Ooh, that's another P. I love my P's. Punch the pillow. Now I feel like that's going to be a song. Probably was. But anyway, punch a pillow, then you can also revisit, why am I being challenged? Because when your nervous system is not regulated, you might not punch a pillow. You might punch a person, and that is not helping anything at all. So that's why tonight's topic, I wanted to come on here. And next week is all about daily techniques to regulate your nervous system. I know that's not the true title, but it is about the daily techniques for regulating your nervous system. And I'm going to tell you some of the daily techniques and routines that my clients do, as well as I do, to help us start the day with a regulated nervous system. And I, of course, am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. I am a transformational coach that has basically become an expert in transforming your life through every step of life, because I've been there. I've done it. And that's why I've come on here to talk about all these things and regulating nervous systems. But if you really wanted to find me, you can find me as Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's, Bird with a Y, BYRD.com is my website, or Sandy Bird on Instagram, Sandy Bird on Facebook, Sandy Bird on LinkedIn, Sandy Bird on TikTok. But, next week's topic is nervous system lifestyle shift, built to last, how you can do, and it's about how you can do some daily routines. But tonight was very powerful for me that I was able to be raw with unleashing my emotions and be raw in my feelings and express that it is okay to cry. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to sing. It's okay to dance. It's okay to scream, and it is okay to pound. So thank you for joining me on Emotional Elevator. Remember, every emotion is a step on your journey. May you keep rising with grace and power.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.